to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and this is Morning Devotions. Welcome. I hope you're well today. Have you ever heard of the marshmallow test? It was a true thing that happened. Interesting experiment devised back in the early 1970s. A group of psychologists at Samford University in the US, and they got a group of four-year-old kids to come into a room, and a lovely-looking lot of marshmallows were put on the table. Now, one guy said, I've got to go out. When I come back, if you've not eaten the marshmallow, I'll give you two. But if you eat that marshmallow, it's the only one you're going to get. Interesting temptation for little kids. So the children developed some ways to pass the time. They sang and sat on their hands. And one little boy actually licked the table near his marshmallow, thinking that he could perhaps actually get the taste of it. And some of the kids couldn't wait for the doctor to return, and they ate their marshmallow. Others waited patiently. 15 minutes later, he came back. The psychologists actually traced these children into adolescence, and they found something fascinating. Those who'd grabbed their marshmallows and couldn't wait actually grew up to be more hesitant and indecisive adults. Their poor impulse control, as it was called, was much more likely to lead to problems, drinking, substance abuse, and divorce or delinquency. They were easily upset by frustrating situations. They felt they never had a fair go in life. They were resentful, prone to envy or overreaction, had a temper. They used to fight. So after all those years, they were unable to put off what we call gratification. The others, who waited for the doctor to return after 15 minutes, were tracked to actually grow up and grew up to be more socially competent, could handle stress. Fascinating. They were less likely to give up under pressure. Now, if you have a look and Google that, it's well known. It's a credible study from the US. Now, I don't think we can blame a four-year-old for wanting another marshmallow. I probably wouldn't have waited either. But we live in a world where it's very difficult to be patient and wait. We want more and more things. We want them now, and we're not really prepared to wait. But when we're happy and content with life, there's a natural sense of gratitude. Sometimes we need to work a little bit harder, taking time to reflect on what we've got rather than what we haven't got. Our mind can become happier. We appreciate things. And we seem to have this inner impulse to want more and more. It'll make us feel better or happy. And it is true. We live in the culture today that tells us there's always something more, something better on the horizon. A boat, a doctor in a very tiny Mexican village one day, and an American tourist complimented the Mexican fisherman on the fish that he'd caught, how long it took to catch them. Not very long. He said, well, why didn't you stay out, he said, and catch some more? And the American explained that a small catch was just enough to meet the needs of him and his family. But what do you do with the rest of your time, said the American. Well, I sleep late, I fish a bit, I play with my kids, I take a siesta with my wife, and in the evenings, I go to the village, I see my friends, I play my guitar, sing a few songs. I have a full life. And the American scratched his head. Look, I have an MBA from Harvard, but I can help you. You should start by fishing longer. Then you can sell those extra fish with that extra money, buy a bigger boat. And you have a large boat, you can buy a second one, a third one. You can have an entire fleet of trawlers, he said. So instead of selling your fish to the middleman, you can negotiate directly with the processing plants. You could even open your own plant. You could leave this place and move to Mexico, Los Angeles, or even New York City. You could have a huge enterprise. And how long would that take? The Mexican asked. Well, maybe 20, 25 years. After that, well, that's where it gets interesting, said the American. He started to laugh. When your business gets really big, you can start selling stocks. You could make millions of dollars. Really? And after that? Yeah, you'll be able to retire. Live in a tiny village near the coast. You'll be able to sleep late, play with your kids, catch a few fish, take siestas with your wife, and spend your evenings drinking and enjoying your friends. Amazing, isn't it? The Bible says this, be delighted with the Lord, and then he will give you your heart's desire. Scripture says that God will give you what you need. Thank you, Lord. We don't need everything to be happy. We just need your peace and contentment. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.